Okay, so yeah, so we had said no, we don't have to remember Yud Gimel. We have to remember really from before with the bandages. The Kitzur was more machmer with putting on bandages because he was afraid of the malachas that were involved. But then he says in Yudalid, Maka Shenis Rapa, a Maka that was already healed, Nisanala, then you are allowed to put on a band-aid that was prepared from yesterday, She'en Ela L'shamra, because then it's only a Shmira. So then, because since it's healed, we're not worried about all the issues that he had said yesterday. All right. So, Mamela, then you're allowed to. So then you have to know exactly where your wound is holding. Meaning, at what point do we say that the wound is already healed and you're just putting on a Shmira? Umot the loss of Gilde Maka, and you're allowed to remove scabs. All right. Obviously, this is talking about you know that it's not going to bleed. If you know it's not going to bleed, which I don't know how you'd know that, but if you know it's not going to bleed, then you can take off what do you call it? The scabs. Tesvav nitchav lekoitz. If you have a thorn, mutter loytzia b'machad, you're allowed to take out a needle. B'vachi zosh shelo yotzi dam. You have to be careful that it shouldn't bleed. The avid chabura, because then you're making a chabura. Right. And there are makilim that if it's really painful, et cetera, then you'd be able to take it out even if it bleeds. That's the Mishnah Brura says that, and that's what it means in the footnote here. Tezayin. Let's say somebody he's sick and he needs to lay down, but he's not a chaylo. Or he has a headache, let's say a mechush, meaning he has something that's causing him pain, v'chalamimeno kol gufay, and his entire body became sick from it. Meaning, it's bothering him to the extent. It could even be like a sore in his mouth or teeth, and it's bothering so much that it's affecting his whole body. Right? Shaz avapishu haylach. Even though he's still walking around, kenafalemishkav dami. He still looked at like he's laying down. Aimrim la'akam lasis le'rful of asher b'shvila. You could even ask a goy to do isurit daraisa for him. Right? Even to cook. You could even cook for him. All right. Fine. He could even eat bishul akum, because who's going to turn on the fire for the goy? Since today is Shabbos, since he's not feeling well, so they allow him to eat bishul akum. And we already said before, way back in the Siman on bishul akum, that after Shabbos he shouldn't eat the food, because after Shabbos he can cook new food that's bishul Yisrael. You're dying, and you're allowed to take medications, and you can do any refuah, whether it's himself or others, as long as it's not mamash malacha. I mean, and sorry, he says, even in you can't do, but you could do any refuah, take medications, etc., etc. Like we said at the beginning of the siman, this whole issue of taking medications on Shabbos is only for the person who's middle of the road, where he's not sick enough to lay down or to bother his whole body, but he has some sort of headache, right? If it's preemptive, it's okay. And if he's really sick, then it's also okay. But you can't do an issa derabanan. Even in issa derabanan, it's also to do kima yidei akum. You can do it with a goy. Now you can do an issa derabanan with a goy. V'imein akum, and if there's no akum, yesh la'at. Very important line there. And if there's no akum, then you would be allowed to do an issa derabanan through a shinui. Right. So if so, basically, you have to know what your derabanans are in order to help a chayla, and then you do that derabanan b'shinui. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds you could even do an issa deraisa with a shinui for a chayla, and we use that. We samech on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav when necessary. Yud ches roif ha'akum shu matzmiach ha'babuos. A doctor, who's a guy, and he's matzmiach ha'babuos. Matzmiach ha'babuos is blatterin infant. He gives. It means vaccines. Li'ilon. Basically, it means it's a smallpox vaccine. If he can influence him with money, that he should come back after Shabbos, the doctor, to do this. Yasakin, he should do that. But if not, and they're forcing him to do it on Shabbos, you see, so they had the vaccine issues even way back when, where the government mandated it. Then what you should do is don't hold the child when he's getting the shot. The guy should hold on to him. Can't cause of a sefer tshuva me'ahava. That's what it says in the sefer tshuva me'ahava. But that's chayla she'ein bo sakana. The next siman, siman sadi beis, din chayla she'yesh bo sakana v'din onos la'aveira, and then somebody who's being forced to do an aveira, uvoy yud se'ifim, and there's 10 se'ifim there. So aleph, t'chuyah hi Shabbos etzel sakonas nefashos. Shabbos is considered d'chuyah by sakonas nefashos. Just like any other mitzvah of Torah. What does it mean, d'chuyah? L'chein chayla, meaning it gets pushed off. L'chein chayla, she'yesh v'sakana v'hu adam kasher. Chayla, who's in sakana. But he's a erelechiyid. He's a... Even if sometimes he does an aveira l'teyavon, which I think all of us do, I mean, it's as opposed to somebody who's doing averus on purpose, like we just had in the Daf Yomi. Even if he's a one day old, mitzvah l'chal of Shabbos, it's a mitzvah r'michal Shabbos. Meaning, you're not michal Shabbos somebody who is a mumar lahachis, who does averus purposely, but somebody who does averus l'teyavon, which is most people, then you're allowed to do malacha for them on Shabbos. And if the chayla doesn't want, you force him. To we force them to do the melacha because that's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants you to be mechal Shabbos. And it's a big aver for him to be a chassid shaita, just to not to get healed because he doesn't want to do it issa. That your blood, which belongs to your nefesh, I'm going to look for. And somebody who runs quickly to be mechal Shabbos. For a chayla sheyesh v'sakana, harezim meshubach, he's considered praiseworthy. Meaning, you shouldn't shirk away. You know, you shouldn't shirk your responsibilities. Adarav, you should be the first one to be mechal Shabbos. V'filu yesh akam lefaneinu, and even there's a guy in front of us, mishtadlin lasis ayidei Yisrael. Even if you have a guy that could do the malacha, when it's an emergency, chayla sheyesh v'sakana, we want the yid to do it. And not only that, but you want the rabbi to do it. If somebody's mechal Shabbos for chayla sheyesh v'sakana, afa pi shelo hutzrach loy, even if he wasn't necessary, hareze yesh lo schar, he still gets the schar. Kagon shomer haroife, if the doctor says chayla ze tzorach gregres achas, this guy needs to eat one fig. V'rotzu ten anoshim v'talosh kol echad gregres v'hevi, and 9 men run and bring a gregres. So each one of them did a malacha, and only obviously they only needed one of them. Kulam yeshem schar toiv me'ez Hashem yisbarach shemay. They all have schar. Afilu hivri achayla berishayne. Even if the chayla got better from the first one, fine. V'chein means that's what happens with that tzala. You know, that's all. A few tzala guys go, and one gets there first, and it's done. So they're all going to get rewarded. V'chein b'shvil kol pikuach nefesh. Even Safik Shabbos, it's a mitzvah Chal Shabbos, meaning even Safik Nefesh. You can do any Issa Daraisa. Nothing stands in the way of Pikuach Nefesh because the Torah was given to us in order to live. You live with them. You don't die with the Torah. Chutz me avodah zarah, of course, except for the big three. Avodah zarah, gili arayas, shrichas damim, shem biyaharig val yaver v'lo yaver. There are those three are in biyaharig v'lo yaver. One has to die for those three phase. Kol adam shu oimer makar ani ba'oseh chayla shu mesukin. Any person who says, I recognize this disease or this sickness and I know that he's in sakana, if there's no reif and mumcha there to disagree, nemanis believe them, it's a Shabbos and machal Shabbos. And even if he doesn't say it 100%, it just appears to him that you need to be machal Shabbos. We listen to him and machal Shabbos. Because it's suffering nefashos. Im roifei echad oimer shu mesukan, if one roifei says it's mesukan, v'shehu tzarach lerefuah plainis, and he needs a refuah plainis, v'roifei echad oimer she'ene tzarach, and one roifei says you don't need. So now this was the whole corona, right? One doctor says yes, another doctor says no. Aisha chayla oimer she'ene tzarach, or the patient themselves says they don't need. Shaimin laroifei shu oimer shu tzarach. You listen to the roifei who says that it's necessary. And if the chayla says that he needs the refuah, and the roifa says you don't need, so then you listen to the chayla over the doctor. Now there's a lot of parameters to this, because this is only if we don't know what's going on with the patient, and the patient says, "I'm telling you, I'm in sakana." But if we have a diagnosis, then the patient is not going to be believed. But if the doctor says, the patient's saying, give me this and this medication, and the doctor says, don't give it to him, it's going to damage him, then we listen to the roife, because we're not gonna if meaning if the doctor says he doesn't need it, he doesn't need the milacha on Shabbos, and the patient says he does need it, so then that's fine. But if the roife says, or even not on Shabbos, tam what he needs. But if the roife says that it's the opposite, not only will he not, does he not need it, he's going to actually be damaged from it. Then we go with the doctor. Yeah. Okay. We will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night. Psuras Tovus.
Thank you.